All right. Let's bring our guest up, can we? All right, man. Ace Metaphor.
Legend.
What's the
Nah, don't come here humble. Legend. No, icon no. Living.
I'm just trying superstar to be my
content creator.
Day.
Come on, man. Listen, I live here in Houston. Houses. The shows were not humble.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? Tonight's conversations, man. You talking about a cultural phenomenon.
For real.
I feel like I'm not sure when I really got introduced to the show, but by the time I got introduced to the show, it was already a million. I'm like, how did I? Because you know, I try to stay on top of social media.
Yeah.
But when I first saw it, it had already had millions of views. He was already doing live shows, and it was like a real organic movement. So what that tells me is that it's organic, because the fact that I wasn't aware of it until it actually blew means that, I mean, of course I was out the loop on that situation, but it was happening organically without a celebrity cosign, without,
sure,
you know what I mean? Like a lot of times you see things and you could tell, okay, this is not an organic situation. This is being placed here. But the fact that it was just happening organically, that was extremely impressive. So first and foremost, how did this even start, like tonight's conversation?
It started from a card game. So I had a card game called Tonight's Conversation, and it was a dating card game that people would play. Sold a whole bunch of those during COVID, honestly. I think the end tally, we're still selling, but was well over 500,000 card game decks. And so a lot of people had, it was a demand because we used to run advertisements with black couples playing the card game. Mm-hmm. And it would be just edited really, really nicely. And people would be like, yo, where can we find the whole episodes at? Like, I don't want to just see the clips. And so I had an idea to create an app to host our episodes of people just playing the card games. And along the way, I was like, well, why don't we just create a podcast? Mm-hmm. And then I would put the podcast on the app. And then it just got so popular, it was like, well, why don't we just tour this thing and then do it live? And once we start doing it live, I was like, that's the format. That's the format right there. It's not just sitting around us conjuring up topics. It's actually going to the people, getting their questions, and then us giving answers to it. So that's how it really started around maybe, I would say 2022 is when we really took off.
Yeah, I've been watching you guys for a minute. What do you think separated your conversations versus, not to pick on them, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, because I think you guys have had some of the most honest conversations online. Mm-hmm. But what do you think separated your brand from everyone else who was talking about quote unquote red pill or relationship topics?
A perspective. Our conversation was always panel based. So like as the producer, I always wanted to find somebody that offers something different. So you get six different opinions that gives, mm-hmm, you know, the space for honest dialogue. So it doesn't become just this big echo chamber where everybody's spitting the same points. And then it gives that entertainment value, right? Because then you got the back and forth. Then you got this person that can tackle that question. I think with the red pill content, it took off too. You know what I'm saying? Like Andrew, if he wanted to do a tour, he could have did a tour himself. But ours was more about just regular people having regular conversations. You know what I'm saying? That most people can relate to. Most people want love. Most people want a healthy dating situation. And most people want to spend 2 or 3 hours of their day having a good ass time at an event where they ain't got to worry about their problems. So my thing was, if you come to a Tonight's Conversation event, I want you to leave lighter, happier. I want you to leave with a smile on your face, but I want you to leave thinking like, yo, that was lit, but we also learned something. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think made it different. It's just being honest about it.
So, you know, we do events too, so I appreciate, mm-hmm, people that do events. Your events, I think, are a little differently, mm-hmm, done differently. Because you have a unique model, how you do your events, how you monetize it. Like, you get a lot of people in ballrooms at hotels, right? Like, talk about that.
Okay, so I started doing tours back in 2017, and it was just under the Ace Metaphor brand, and it was small, 50, 75 people, but we'd hop in an armada and we'll travel the country just doing it in hotels. So it made it easier because it was always flexible with hotels. I didn't have to necessarily wait until somebody gave me permission, and then I could do 4 cities in a row. I can do New York, Baltimore, DC, and Philly in the same weekend because whole bunch of hotels, and they had the space in order to do it. Now the reason why I continue to do ballrooms, and again, obviously you start to grow, you evolve, you learn, and there may be different opportunities going forward, is I get to control my ticketing. So I really love controlling my ticketing. I love getting the data for my ticketing. I love being
able to fix my websites. That's a big part.
Yeah. So when you go to a different platform, I don't want to say their names on here, but when you go to these
platforms, we went through it.
They have your customers. You can't reach back to those people. And then too, when you get into the theater departments or the theaters or the arenas, there's a whole bunch of red tape. A lot of times in these ballrooms, they just, hey, go ahead. Which now you have your drawbacks. Now we have to travel and bring sound. I have to travel and bring my own film crew, my sound crew, my own staffing in order to do the tickets. But it gives that flexibility to be able to do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday straight without having to rely on people telling you no. So one of the things people ask me all the time, do I have funding and sponsorships? I hope to have it eventually, but I don't now. So I just rely on customers being able to pay us money in order to see our show. And with that being said, those little dollars matter on the ticketing. You know what I'm saying? Those little dollars matter when it comes to having that email list and that subscriber list.
For sure.
So that you can reach directly to your customers. So that's why we choose the ballrooms for now. And also it gives us that experience to be able, since we're traveling, to know for a fact that when we go into a space is a big rectangle. And so now you can do the same operation over and over and over again without having to learn the specific layout of a particular venue, because you got to think we're one day set up. So we're setting up, breaking down in the same day. So you don't want to have to walk through a venue. The door is over here. This is now you got to,
yeah,
how you do everything. So this is why we do ballrooms.
How many, follow quick, how many people fit in the ballroom?
Well, the largest ballroom that we had was at the Javis in New York, and we did
Jacob Javis Center.
Yeah, we did 5,000 for our 8 p.m. show, and we did 3,000 for our 4 p.m. show. So
over
the course of the 2 days, we did a total of 9,000 people.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.